Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hey everybody, welcome to Psychics Gone Wild from beautiful Irwin Acres on the planet Mars. How are you tonight, everybody? How are you, Jan?
I'm fine, good.
Hey, great. How about you tell us a little bit about what you do and start us off with a poem. We're looking for Lynn. She's waiting at the shuttle stop, I believe, and should be here shortly.
Okay. Sure. Well, I do totem animal readings, and it's been a really exciting time for me in doing these, and just in the last few years. But I've always been into animals ever since I was a kid. I've always had lots of animals and as pets, and but I started having dreams of them in the last 10 years, and I even had one lead me to my mother during an earthquake. And then during a reading or a show, I was doing a reading for someone. It was my first show. And one of the animals just came through while I was reading this angel card. And from then on, I started doing the animals. And they've just shown up more and more and more. And so now I'm learning about them and what they all mean, and they certainly do mean a lot. They're guides for us, and they're guardians, and they're like angels and guides, and they come in to help us at different times, and they're just phenomenal. So that's mainly what I do, and then I also work on missing persons outside of the shows, and I've been doing that now, and that's been a real interesting thing too. So I've got a lot to go here, and it all started with Jethro Smith, and he's been my very first teacher, and he started me off, and it's just been fantastic. So I'm grateful. So let's.
I'm grateful for you and Jethro and Lynn.
I am too.
The shuttle is being difficult, so we'll be a little bit patient and wait for a little bit longer. But how about you go ahead and give us one of those beautiful poems?
Okay, but I also wanted to say that I'm grateful for Linda Irwin, because she's also been one of my teachers for almost since the same amount of time, and she's just helped me a great, great deal. So, and she still is, too. And anyway, here's the first poem, and it goes, "Every day is a new day that we can be thankful for, that's for sure. Every day is a new slate to write a new plan for sure we can. And when the hard times are here, we know a new day will come to turn the page and start again, a brand new song to hum. Every day is a new day. Why don't we sing it together to create a harmony as light as a feather? Let's sing along. It can't go wrong. Every day we can hold on to one another without trying. Side by side, it keeps us from crying. In front and in back of each other, we are a sister and a brother. Every day we have a choice to live or to die, to look down or up into the sky. Every day we start again, another chance to do another dance. Let us begin." And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let us begin. I'm seeing here in the chat room that some people are having trouble both with Skype and actually hearing the episode on the computer. Recently, Blog Talk did some changes around, and the player is a lot different than it has been. So you may want to call in to 773 773- 897-6461. You can listen in that way. It's a lot clearer that way. And also, too, that chance to get a free mini reading. All you have to do is just press 1 if you want a reading, and do not press anything if you just want to listen to the show that way. And also, visit www.psychicsgonewild.com. You can schedule your one-on-one readings right over there by using the Contact Us link and put in for prizes. Yes, the player has completely changed. You have to press the little arrow button that's up above the episode now. The slideshow's a lot prettier, I think, but yeah, they've changed everything around. They didn't want the player to be at the bottom of the screen. They wanted it up at the top where your content is first. So thank you, Blog Talk, for that. It will take a little bit to get used to that new, but we will get it all figured out. So going right along with that, we've got the shuttle finally arrived. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Hi, it was a rocky ride in, but I got here.
All right, meteorites and all that, huh?
Yeah, well, I can be grateful for that.
So, what would you like to share in the attitude of gratitude?
Well, who are you talking to, me or
you, Lynn?
Okay. Well, you know, I like to do a little research. So, with the help of a site called Brainy Quote, I've got some really beautiful quotes about gratitude. Quotations, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, what can I say? I live every day in gratitude. I try my best. Don't make it all the time, but when I do, I feel a lot better. Well, we'll start with one here. It's from the site brainyquote.com. Very cool site. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. And that's John F. Kennedy.
Mm.
Awesome. Love that.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude.
Yes.
Sorry, and that's attributed to Melody Beattie.
And, that's nice.
Yeah. Gratitude is the inward feeling of kindness received. Thankfulness is the natural impulse to express that feeling. Thanksgiving is the following of that impulse. And that's by Henry Van Dyke.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
I've got a whack of these here, so I'll just do 3 or 4 at a time and move this on to Jan. What have you got? Oh, a poem.
I just love that. Those are beautiful.
Oh, I sat here reading them. I couldn't stop. They're beautiful, beautiful. But you share, Jan. What have you got?
Well, I do have another poem.
Love me.
Please.
Shall I?
Please.
Yeah, poem us, Jan.
Yeah. Let's see. This is a shorter one. It's a Thanksgiving prayer. I pray that everyone has enough food where they live, that they have a good meal every day, that we have enough for ourselves to be able to give, that we may live in abundance and can say, thank you, God, for this food that I eat daily that nourishes my family, my animals, and me. I am grateful to have so much, to have plenty. Thank God for all that I have. I am safe, warm, and fed. I have enough and will share wherever I can to others where I am led. And that's that one.
Oh, wonderful.
It is, yeah.
Well, we are having a wonderful time here tonight. Lynn Bleasdale, she is an empath and a medium and just an all-around great lady, as is Jan Drake Bakke, who does animal totems, missing persons, and so much more. Wonderful poetry. And even though she isn't actively dancing anymore, I can just see it. I can see her dancing with the poetry she reads. It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Aww.
Yeah,
and
sweet.
I'm grateful for you both.
Oh, well, we're grateful for you, Linda, right back, I think so.
Yeah. Yes, we are, for sure.
Also very grateful for Lori C., Lori Connell. She's working
Lori.
Our chat room tonight. Thank you, Lori.
Thank
we
you,
love
you.
And she's also going to be on now Mondays with Gary Wimmer, so be sure to tune in for that. Get some free readings from her. Check her out. She's fabulous. You'll just love her.
Oh.
She loves to garden and just really connect with people. So sure to check that out on Mondays. Also, I want to make a quick announcement here. We will be moving to Tuesdays starting Veterans Day, November 11th. So be sure to mark your calendar for that. Also, follow us here on Blog Talk. Get all of the upcoming episode information right to your email inbox. And I think we'll start out with taking a caller, and we'll follow that up with a song. How does that sound?
Fabulous.
Sounds great.
All right. Area code 201. Hello, you're on Psychics Gone Wild. What can we do for you? 201? No answer there. We'll put you back on hold and try the next one. Area code 617. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. Hello? Okay, maybe I should be grateful that the shuttle didn't take everyone when it left. Tell you what, why don't we just go ahead and do that song, and then we'll check back with some of the other numbers here. How's that sound?
Okay.
Would you like the
okay.
sun, the moon, or the stars, Jan? It's up to you. The sun, the moon, or the stars?
Oh, let's go for the moon since it's a full moon tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I had chosen that one to be Bitmap. Boogie by myself, Linda Irwin. And that was Bitmap Boogie by yours truly, Linda Irwin. So you can be
Excellent.
Sure to catch that here on all the shows. I'll be playing different ones throughout our Tuesday escapades. And you can also order those songs by digital download, $1 each, or six for $5. You can do that by contacting me at ContinuumX at Frontier.com. That's C-N-T-N-U-U-M-X at Frontier.com. And I probably will be moving to Gmail later on because Frontier runs through Yahoo, and Yahoo's been having problems. But if I do that, I will just simply forward my Frontier to Gmail, and I will contact you from there. But anyway, did you know we've got new sponsors for November and December?
All right.
Yes, we do. What is in the stars for you? How can astrology help you in every aspect of your life? What does the time of your birth reveal about you? With over 1,000 publications on hundreds of astrological subjects from different cultures and pertinent to an infinite variety of aspects, some only a few dollars, but all very reasonably priced, what are you waiting for? Go to www.bluemoonnow.net and browse the comprehensive selection from the noted authors and astrologers from around the world. Click on the video section for hundreds of videos you can watch and learn from for free. Embrace your authentic self. Learn how you chose this time to be born and what it means for you. Free readings are also available. Empower yourself by visiting www.bluemoonnow.net, astrology and psychic store today. They are powered by Amazon, the world's most trusted seller, and happily sponsor Psychics Gone Wild. All right, let's try some of our callers again. I feel bad that they didn't get in. Hopefully they are back from their little shuttle ride. Hi, 201, are you with us? 201? Okay. All I'm getting is a little bit of background noise on that. The second one dropped, but let's try for this one. 941, are you with us on Psychics Gone Wild?
Not only am I with you, I'm abundantly grateful that the first two dropped out.
Oh,
that's wonderful.
Well, things happen when they're supposed to, right?
Yep, they are.
Oh, yeah.
Could I get your name, please?
Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. And what can we do for you?
Well, I would like to know if any of you ladies can pick up, I'm involved in a new relationship. And I think it's going pretty well. As a matter of fact, I haven't been this excited over somebody in many, many years. And I'm kind of getting the feeling that he may be thinking the same. And I want to know if you can pick up anything.
I can. And I've actually got three cards, two pertaining to what he thinks of you and one as far as what he really is. He sees you as probably one of the wisest women he's ever known. That's the first card that came up for me, was a woman who's very in charge and very knowledgeable in very many aspects of life. So therefore, he trusts your wisdom. What he is actually a light warrior. He's one of those people that will defend anyone that's down and out. He'll come to their rescue. So he's going to always treat you very well. And the last card shows for me that he's got a great gift of communication with anyone and everyone he can relate to. Does that sound like him?
Yes. Yeah, very much so.
Those are very good signs for you. Dan, what are you getting?
Hi. What was your name again? I'm sorry. Let's see.
Catherine.
Oh, okay. Catherine.
Hi, Jan.
Hi. I keep seeing like it's like a bird and a butterfly mixed in one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the butterfly. I'm going to do that because I keep seeing those kind of shapes, but the wings are fluttering and stuff. But there is a bird in there too, for sure. But I'm going to start with that. So it says, lighten up and don't take things so seriously. Get ready for a big change where an old habit and way of thinking or lifestyle is going out and a new way of being is emerging. It's time to make changes you've been considering. In spite of the challenges, you'll get through this transition. And express yourself with wearing more colorful clothing. That's what the butterfly represents, a lot of color. And mostly butterfly is like transformation and
mm-hmm.
change and just what it said, or an old habit or way of thinking or lifestyle, and then you'll be emerging into a new one. And so, and also, it's a great it's a great time of having vitality, and a lot of people are naturally drawn to you, and it's a colorful, just and everything's colorful in your choices. You know what I mean? Like that's more of what could be around you now, and then. You are going to be adjusting to change more easily, because that's what the butterfly is all about, is change. So I'm not sure if you're, that could be representative of what's moving ahead now with you in this relationship. It's going to be
beautiful.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Okay.
Lynn?
Well, hi, Catherine.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, I got a really beautiful picture immediately when you started to describe your situation. Have you ever been camping in by the sea or in the mountains and gotten up at dawn when everything's a beautiful blue-gray color? So you know what I mean by that blue-gray
color. Oh, most definitely.
Color. And what I'm getting this picture for you, and what I'm translating this to be is it's a new dawn for you. Like it's dawn, it's this relationship is a new dawn for you. Like, and that's what I got, was that lovely, peaceful, like the hour of the pearl, I think it's been described as. It's a lovely, peaceful place to be, and the best, and the day is yet to come for you guys. And I'm sensing that in this relationship, you can be yourself, and you maybe haven't been able to in other ones. But it's okay to just be who you are, and that's completely all right, and that's a great treasure. So be with him and just let this relationship grow like a flower. It will unfurl on its own, and it's just going to blossom for you. I don't think you guys need to do anything but just love each other and enjoy each other. But the image of that new dawn came very close to me, so I sure think that's a good sign for you.
How beautiful. Thank you. Such a kind word.
Well, thank you.
They really touched me.
Well, blessings to you, Catherine. I think that's just lovely. Enjoy.
Hey, Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine.
Another thing you can do, you can do for yourself, go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Use the contact us link and put in for prizes. We invite everyone to do that. We're going to be giving away some pretty big prizes the closer it gets to Christmas. Okay?
Oh, beautiful. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, let's see. Excuse me. More quotes, Lynn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these are wonderful. Let's see. We all know Alice Walker, the author of The Color Purple. She writes, "Thank you is the best prayer that anyone could say. I say that one a lot. Thank you expresses extreme gratitude, humility, and understanding." Mm-hmm. And Aesop, the guy that wrote all the fables, said, "Gratitude is the sign of noble souls."
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Gratitude is the healthiest of all human emotions. The more you express gratitude for what you have, the more likely you will have even more to express gratitude for.
I agree with that.
So true.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, Nietzsche. Our friend Friedrich Nietzsche, the essence of all beautiful art, all great art, is gratitude. Oh, and I'll do one more before we go over to Jan there. And I don't have to chase extraordinary moments to find happiness. It's right in front of me if I'm paying attention and practicing gratitude. And that's by Brenna Brown. Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? I love you.
Yeah.
I could read them all day, but I want to hear what Jan's got to say. Oh, I made a poem.
Yeah.
it's catching, Jan.
Well, first, I wanted to give a shout out to Barbara DeLong, who's in the room right now, and she is my teacher right now that I am taking this class called Circle Class, and it is phenomenal. And I just wanted to say hi, Barbara. Thank you for coming to our show. Oh, and she's on She's a psychic medium, and she's just brilliant. And she also writes poetry and does all kinds of interesting things. And she's a she draws too, beautiful, beautiful mandalas. And she's on Sunday nights at Curious Times and does phenomenal readings. But I'm taking this class, and I've told Linda about it too. And it's just an amazing class. It's a spiritual class, and we do really neat exercises in automatic writing and just all kinds of subjects. It's just beautiful. So anyway, she's here with us tonight, and should I be reading another poem here?
In just a minute, I wanted to also give a shout out to Barbara DeLong. She's so modest. She's blushing in the chat room.
Oh,
get that lady some treats, Lori. Hand out the treats. Aww. It's time for fun. Thank you, Barbara. Yes, go ahead and do another poem, Jan.
Okay. So this is called To Be Thankful. To be thankful is a gift to your entire being. Its power inside of yourself is healing and a wonderful thing. Try to acknowledge what you are thankful for. Then bless it with a prayer of thanks. This expands your aura and energizes you much more. Remember that all is well in affirmations and prayers. Abundance comes back to you when you do this in many layers. Thanks to all of our family, friends, and animals, even ever far and wide, our spirit family and star family on the other side. We are thankful for all that surrounds us in loving light and divinity. We are thankful for all of it, for this Thanksgiving, now and every day, into eternity. And that's it.
I know my star family are thankful for you and that poem.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Loving and gratitude reach out beyond our physical borders. They reach into other dimensions, other places, and even other times. I've actually heard of instances where people can send healing to the past, and it helps our present. So we should be grateful for all that we have and all that we are, because it comes from where we came from, and it lights the way for where we're going. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Yep.
Well, yep. This nice person called back in because we couldn't hear them before, so we'll try to get them on now.
All right.
Hi, 617. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. 617? Uh-oh. The shuttle won't let him go. Are you there?
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
Whoops.
No, that's not working. I'm sorry. Be persistent. Keep trying. We'll eventually get it. In the meantime, we're going to go on to see how this one's working. 917, you're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Yes, hi. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
Hi, Tina. I just wanted to know what you get about a relationship.
Okay. Well, I'm getting a card for you about high telepathy and intuition, as far as you have been really successful at tuning in on people in your life right now, what they're really all about. Now, as far as the relationships go, I'm actually seeing someone that's a little older than you, and they're also something to do with the medical or healing field. How does that sound?
It's more of healing. I was in the medical field, so I don't know.
Oh, you are? Well, maybe that's how you're... You haven't met this person yet? Am I getting that right?
No, I met him. His name is Robert.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you're going to influence him to be involved in the healing field, and that's why I'm getting that card.
Okay.
Okay, Dan?
Hi. And what was your name again? I'm sorry, I missed your name.
Robert?
Yes. Okay. I got the owl, saw an owl right away for you, so, and then it disappeared, but it was there, and I just opened right up to it, and it says, meditate in silence and in darkness for a few minutes each evening, for the next few days and see what is revealed to you. Be alert to any deception on the parts of others, whether they're aware of it or not, and look closely behind any guises they may have or wear. This is a particularly ripe period to tap into the front fount of intuitive wisdom that's available to you. And quietly observe your environment, watching and listening for signs and omens that will give you answers to any questions you may have. When the owl was right there, I just saw this sort of like a really beautiful light around it, and it was just a real soft feeling, just a nice feeling when I saw its face, and I didn't even get what your question was because I was concentrating so much on that. But it says, your most creative cycle now is in the night, so set aside time for the evening to work on any projects. And if you are facing a difficult decision, one that has considerable consequences, all you want to make sure the decision will reap the best benefits for all that's concerned. So think about that, and I think I'll leave you with that. Does that help you in any way?
Okay,
Lynn.
Hi, dear. You said your name was Tina, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
Hi, okay. Tina. I'm picking up some doubts in you about Robert. Are you feeling a little bit unsure about what's going on?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm not trying to put a damper on it, and I'm not saying don't give this guy a chance, but I am getting a caution light for you. Take this one slowly and pay attention to your own feelings. If you're feeling a funny kind of tension in your stomach area, your chest area, pay attention to that, okay? That's your soul, your spiritual self going, just making you pay attention and giving you a bit of warning. So pay attention to your feelings. You know, about
this. Well, it's just a distance. You know, I was wondering if he was getting ready to propose. That's what I was. I just wanted to move it forward.
Again, I still say, if you're thinking about a proposal, I would not push him. I would, again, take this one slowly and pay attention to your feelings about it. Okay? If you're getting any kind of tension, maybe don't. I don't know what the outcome of this is, and it's completely up to you guys whether you make it go or not, but I would still take this very slowly, and I would not push him. But I did get a month, and I did get a number for you. I got the month of July, and I got the number 17. So I'll give that to you, and I really hope it's like a wedding day for you guys, but I just would not... Yeah, I just would not push the outcome on this one. And if it's meant to be, he'll pop that question. But I think it would be better if he can pop it not feeling pushed to that decision. Okay,
mm-hmm.
I hope that helps you, Tina. But keep July 17th in mind and see what happens.
Okay. Yeah, let us know.
Yeah,
thank you.
Let us know. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Tina.
And go to www.psychicsgonewild.com, schedule that one-on-one personal reading time, and put in for prizes. We've got some wonderful sponsors for November and December. And the next one I'm going to share with you, is what you are experiencing, normal or paranormal? What does it mean? Get the facts. Get your answers at www.psychicsstore.com, that's plural, which covers a wide variety of information, even videos and photographs available at the click of a mouse. You will come across some of the most excellent deals on psychic and paranormal books and items for sale there. If you are making plans to do some serious paranormal activities, then they provide you a one-stop shop for all your requirements. They offer you a broad collection of books related to paranormal research and psychic phenomena. Their haunted house decors and other mystical and paranormal related items allow you to relish and derive the maximum out of your ghost hunt. Not only do they extend you the best deals on paranormal and psychic items, they will also offer you informative articles, resources, and links. So, is your experience paranormal? Visit www.psychicsstore.com and let them help you discover that for yourself. And with that, we're going to go ahead and play another song. Lynn, did you want the sun or the stars?
Oh, the stars, please.
All right. That brings me to Surfing the Net by me, Linda Irwin. And that was Surfing the Net by yours truly, Linda Irwin. And my information and everyone's information, Jan Lynn's, is all in the episode description, and you can just click right on it from there. You can order digital downloads from me for $1 each or 6 for $5. You want some free prizes? There's an easy way to do that. Go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Use the Contact Us link and fill in all of your information to put in. Like I said before, we are getting bigger and bigger prizes as we get closer to Christmas because Psychics Gone Wild has found the spirit of Christmas. There's going to be some fabulous guests coming up in this next 2 months, and they will also be putting in some of their great books and other works into the mix. But let's get some more information from Lynn about beautiful quotes.
All right. Now, I've just been reading this one. I love this. It's by a writer named Kristen Armstrong. I write about the power of trying because I want to be okay with failing. I write about generosity because I battle selfishness. I write about joy because I know sorrow. I write about faith because I almost lost mine, and I know what it is like to be broken and in need of redemption. And I write about gratitude because I am thankful for all of it.
Wow. That's
yeah.
so cool. I love that.
Yeah.
It is.
And then there's the writer G.K. Chesterton. He's a British humorist, I think. When it comes to life, the critical thing is whether you take things for granted or you take them with gratitude.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So true.
Now,
yeah.
I used to absolutely love, love marble, you know, beautiful marble like pillars and stairs and statues and that. But
yeah.
I was taking it for granted.
Are you stoned?
That was a good one.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, rock on.
That was a
okay.
good one. I wasn't
yeah,
expecting
exactly.
that one.
I guess that's
rock on.
A geology joke. Okay. all righty. Okay. No one who achieves success does so without acknowledging the help of others. The wise and confident acknowledge this help with gratitude. And that's Alfred North Whitehead. I can't stop laughing. Oh, dear. Now, everyone be serious. Okay. Michelle Obama wrote, "We learned about gratitude and humility, and that so many people had a hand in our success, from the teachers who inspired us to the janitors who kept our school clean. We were taught to value everyone's contribution and treat everyone with respect." I love that.
Amen.
Love that
yeah.
too.
She's a very graceful lady. I like her a lot. Eli Wiesel, I guess we've seen him all over the place. Oprah had him on a lot. "For me, every hour is grace, and I feel gratitude in my heart each time I can meet someone and look at his or her smile."
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
Yeah.
I love that too.
And that man had... Yeah, I mean, if you can feel that after the life that poor guy went through, that's a beautiful lesson to us all. Gratitude bestows reverence, allowing us to encounter everyday epiphanies, those transcendent moments of awe that change forever how we experience life and the world. And that's by the poet John Milton. I'll leave it there for a bit, but I got a zillion of them here. So.
All right. I thought before we take our next call, we'd have a little bit of conversation. How has gratitude, Jan, helped you in your spiritual journey?
Oh, my gosh, it really has. And I think it really showed up when I got ill, and that's when I really started becoming more grateful in general because, I was just always pushing ahead all the time and taking it all for granted and having a physical body that could do anything and just going on and on and on for years with that and living that way and then all of a sudden it's not there anymore and now it's almost like if I can, you know, any little thing that I'm able to do physically is I'm so grateful for and I'm lucky I can get up every morning and breathe and still do anything that I do at all. And it's forced me to look inside myself a lot more and not think about how outward of a life that I used to have. And yet I really realized how outward of a life that I really used to have and I didn't really think I was having. I don't know I didn't realize that I was really that outward because I've always been sort of inward anyway. But actually I was living such an outward life, which is not wrong or bad. It's just that it wasn't in balance with my spirituality as much as it could have been. And it's getting more now. It's sort of almost swung the other way. But that's good too. And I've needed it. And to realize that we're more spirit than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And that
I agree.
Yeah. And that
knowing that too is something we can rely on also. And I never did. I always relied on my physical body because it, since I was a tiny girl starting in gymnastics, I was going, and that's all life was for me. And it was easy because it took me so many places, and I thought, oh, well, this is just going to take me forever. Not quite.
Yeah.
And so it's been a real awakening. And it doesn't happen overnight, and I still struggle with it because I truly am so involved still in that physicality. But these days, I'm really just having to surrender to knowing that we are actually more spiritual than anything else. That's what we can truly rely on, and that's going to be our eternity. That's our eternal beingness, actually, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And not that the physical world is wrong or bad, because it certainly isn't. It's just wonderful. But it's nice. It's now I'm getting more of a balance. So yeah, that's what it's been for me, and it's been a great experience.
Oh, thank you. That's beautiful.
Sure.
And I didn't know you back when you were out there and doing all of your dancing and performing, but I know you now, and you're wonderful.
Yeah.
And again, I'm grateful for you. Grateful for Lori in the chat room helping out. Thank you, Lori. And I'm grateful for you, Lynn. What about you? How has gratitude improved your life?
Oh, you just, you don't. Oh, I'm having, I'm verklempt. I'm a loss for words. I can't imagine living without gratitude, having realize the necessity to pay attention and stay in the present moment. Very important. And every single moment, it really is filled with grace. I remember a cartoon I saw one time. It was a family circle. You know, I think we've all seen that one.
Oh,
it's
I
that
remember
that. Bill Keane, I think, does it. Yeah. And the mom is complaining to her mother about her husband snoring, and she said, I can't sleep at night, it's like keeping me awake, and la la. And the grandmother says, you know, ever since Henry died, I've missed the snoring in the bed, and I miss him so much, and I'd do anything to hear him snore again. And that night, the mother and the husband and wife go to bed, and he's snoring away, but she perceives it as music this time. Like it's musical notes, not snoring, because she realizes that love comes with a little bit of sound effect. But, you know, you'd miss it if it weren't there. You know, we don't know what we've got till it's gone sometimes. And it's really true.
This is very true on any level because, for example, they took out the Lardo Bridge here in McCall where I'm at. And Nick hadn't been back here for many, many years, so we took him into town today. And I had to laugh because Jim was describing, well, it's not even a bridge you really think about going over. And that's when I said, well, I guess you don't notice something until it's gone.
Yes.
So, yes, being great.
Yeah.
So being grateful is a very important thing. I think when we think we're losing something, we need to look at it from a perspective of what it meant to us and what it will mean to us now and onward. Yes, when someone crosses over, we've lost them in the physical sense of being able to do the five senses thing with them. But we still have that very deep spiritual connection. Love never dies over there. So now we have something else that we can be grateful for. It's the same person, just grateful in a new way, because love and we are always alive. So with
that's
that,
true.
I think we'll go ahead and
really
get
nice.
Another caller on here.
Mm-hmm.
Area code 856 here on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Laura.
Hi,
Laura.
Hi,
what
Laura.
What can we do for you?
Well, I have 3 phone interviews coming up. One is for a permanent job. Another is a 2-year contract, and the third is a 6-month contract. And I wondered if you saw me getting either one of those 3.
Okay, let's actually go with the first card, the first one you said, and so forth down the line, and see what it tells me.
The permanent full-time, Yeah, there was a permanent full-time job, then the two-year contract, and the six-month contract.
Okay, the two-year one seems to be very stable because it's pulling a person for me that's very centered and very balanced and very secure in who they are and enjoying what they're going to be doing. The second card seems to be, it's got a spaceship on it, but in this particular instance, it's like moving around and not stable. And the third card is a woman who's in charge of herself, but also this particular woman can also be someone who has trouble fitting into whatever. It seems to me, just from what the cards are saying, that the two-year and the six-month are not going to be as good as the permanent.
Okay, so the permanent job I asked about first, right?
Right.
That's the more stable
one, according to the cards.
The permanent full-time job is the right one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the way it's looking right now from the cards. Jan, what are you getting?
Yeah, I would love that.
Laura, I'm getting, I see water, and someone is swimming in the water, and the thing that I'm seeing is like this long, big fish, you know, and it's orange too, but it can't be a goldfish because they're so small, or they're smaller. Well, some of them are big.
Is it a koi fish?
A what?
A koi fish.
A koi fish?
Yeah.
Let me see.
They're colorful like a goldfish, but big.
Oh, that could be because it's such a big fish, but it's big and orange and really pretty.
That's a koi.
Oh, how neat. I don't have it in here.
They're a sign of serenity and being able to adapt to wherever they are. I happen to know that because I found that out at the Japanese gardens when I was there in May.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, how neat. But I also was told, in hearing, that the otter also was another one. And so it's the big fish and then the otter. And I can read you the otter, though, what it says. It's time to relax. And so that's going along with the koi fish of serenity. And also be more playful, spontaneous, and creative. And whatever struggles you're up against right now, confront them head on with courage, determination, and tenacity. And you're going to experience a surge of energy and vitality. So when you do have a task to complete, you go with determination and steadfastness until it's done. You're very energetic, alive, active, adventurous, and you're also very easy to get along with, never seeking disagreements or disputes. So that's really good. That's going to be nice in your job.
I'm really hoping I get this job. That's really what I want. Something
right.
permanent, and I want a good job with good people that I work with.
Awesome.
Lynn? Yeah. I got a little picture here, and I drew it, and it's the base of a statue. And it's a very firm foundation. And I think what it's saying is the long-term stable job would be your best bet, Laura, if you can get that one. It doesn't mean you're going to be in that job forever, but I think I'm sensing that you could really do with a bit of stability for a while.
Yeah.
That foundation will give you a chance to just breathe again. The insecurity is just getting your spirit a little.
Yeah.
And to be able to just know. Yeah. So, and what I've written here is give it all you've got, because after about a year, maybe a year and a half, there's going to be a new opportunity coming up. And it may be within that organization you're working for, but it might be something else that leads to it from giving it a good go in that first year and a half. Just and you're going to, I think, you'll be happier. Yeah. So
great.
I hope that, yeah, I'm getting the same sense that Linda did with that long-term one is the one you ought to go for.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Thank
yeah,
you.
And yeah, open up your freedom a little bit, you know, and you'll feel better.
Yes, I will.
Best of luck to you, Laura.
I hope we helped you, Laura.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take care,
it.
Laura.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, and even those things that we are uncertain of, we can still be grateful. Right, Jan?
Yes. That's for sure.
Grateful
future
for the uncertainty.
Future is not written in stone.
No, absolutely not. It's based
I
on
know,
our choices.
I'm uncertain about so many things. And so, but, you know, anyway, I'm still grateful for anything, everything that I have at the same time, you know, and anything that I can do and for others and just all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So much more
absolutely.
Than I've ever been before. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And
thank
I'm grateful
you, thank
for
you.
Jan's poetry. If she wants to share another one with us, please.
Okay. You know, this is a Thanksgiving poem, so it's kind of, it's not really for tonight, but it's okay because, I mean, Thanksgiving
we're
is
Thanksgiving.
Coming up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it goes, Happy Thanksgiving. It is time to be grateful. Are you going to get yourself a huge plateful, a lot of food, and what is it for? To celebrate freedom and abundance of living, yet still many people are poor. Then give a gift to another in need. Just a little something will be appreciated to help someone feed. Or give a jacket or a pair of shoes in your travels about. Take it to your church or community service center to help someone who is without. A time of giving, a time of grateful living, a time to be joyous, a time to be glorious. How lucky we are to eat and in so much abundance here. Let's live it up and appreciate every minute of it. These are the days. These are right now and full of peace, love, and Thanksgiving cheer. And that's it.
That's
oh,
lovely.
Wow. Love it, love it. And speaking of yummy things to eat, Lori is passing out cyber yummies in the chat room, so be sure to go ahead and get a hold of some of those. She thought she was going to get off early, but I'm making her stay another half hour because we're a 90-minute show tonight.
All right.
That's
thank
okay,
you, Lori.
You get to help yourself to whatever you want. Okay, should we take another caller?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. I-646 area code. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi. Good evening.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Kayla.
Okay. Kayla, what can we do for you?
I wanted to know what's going on with the love life.
Okay. Ooh, we've got somebody here that you've known for 20 years. I don't know who that is, but somehow that they're bringing in a very strong person, but you're going to have to watch this very strong person because they may not be really true. They may not be really true to who you are or even really to who they are themselves. And if you wish, once you get into this relationship to hold on to it, it's going to take a lot of work for you. Now, I don't know who this 20-year person is, somebody in your family that's going to introduce you to this person or what's going on, but it's very rare that I get that 20-year card. So it'll be something to watch for, okay? Okay. Jan?
Hi. I get a horse. That's what I get really clearly. And I also, I'm getting this, like, driving through this thing of trees. You know, it's like a path, and the trees are up are surrounding you, and you're driving and you're going, and so and then I see a horse coming through. It's really neat. It's a neat scene. It's really pretty, and it's blue. It's like a blue haze. It's sort of winterish, you know. And anyway, horse says here the words are mobility, strength,
divination, loyalty, compassion, power, and speed. And so that's perfect. The scene I'm seeing is it's going fast. It's speed, and you're sort of driving. You're moving through. And so anyway, it says in many traditions, horses pull the chariots of both sun gods and moon goddesses. The horse was also connected to burial rites and considered sensitive to spirit. As a totem animal, horse helps you rise above the mundane and see things from a higher spiritual perspective. Your intuition is finely tuned and you use reason to serve your intuition. Although self-contained, you are sensitive to others and you think before you speak. If horse has shown up in your life, perhaps you are in a rut and need to travel to broaden your horizon. So that's why I'm probably seeing that. It looks like you're traveling. And to simply free yourself from an unhealthy relationship or situation, assert your freedom and move in a new direction will help you recognize your own power. Does that resonate with you in any way?
Oh yes, it does. Definitely resonates. I've been, in a little rut.
Mm-hmm.
There is someone, but there's been like spiritual interference between us, and that has made me very.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that could be what I was warning you about, that this person is really not even aware of who he truly is and what he truly wants. And so it would, this particular relationship would take a lot of work if you're willing to continue with it. But somehow there's a 20-year thing in there, and I'm not sure what that's all about. But, Lynn, what do you have?
Well, I get a reoccurrence here of the number. I wrote it as a number. I wrote it as a word. And behind that, I wrote duality. And I wrote a question that's kind of a mysterious thing. It says, are you looking for them or are they looking for you? And then I get the number two again. Two people are going to come into your life before you meet someone who is good for you. And then look twice at somebody that you're going to meet around August. This person may not seem to be your type, but don't overlook them. They might seem a little too quiet for you or too studious, you know. But don't overlook this person because they may be just your cup of tea. And so I wouldn't pass them over. But I think you're going to maybe date two people before. But again, they're just not going to resonate with you. But around the month of August, I'm seeing you meet somebody that you have to look twice at. So there you go. The number 222 is just showing up everywhere. And I'm thinking maybe you want to find a relationship, but at the same time, you really don't want to be in the wrong one, right? Do you know what I mean? Like, I hope I'm making sense here, but like you don't let your need to be in a twosome override your sense. Make sure you wait and don't forget, don't overlook this guy because you might just pass him by. He might just be a what's that expression? A diamond in the rough kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So around August, see who you meet. But you might have to like kiss a couple of frogs before you meet your prince. But that's okay. Just chapstick, you know.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd be curious to find out what that 20 means if you can figure that out.
Oh,
so
there's
usually
a
get
two
that.
There.
Yeah, there's another two.
Yeah, I never even realized that. Yeah, but that was a two you got there too. So, two. Yeah. maybe even like check out if this guy that you could meet in August. Check out if he's born in February, the second month.
Or the 20th, or the 22nd of a month.
Yeah. Oh, right. There's too many variables. Oh no. But yeah, that number two is really popping up there. And especially that look twice. Don't let this guy pass you by. You know.
Well, Kayla, this sounds more like an adventure than anything, so I would enjoy the adventure.
Totally. It's going to totally be a wild ride, like buckle your seatbelt. Yep.
Well, I don't
know. Cool.
I guess that's where the duality comes in, because I'm not sure if I, it's been 2 years that I've been dealing with this person.
That's another two. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Wow.
Well,
but there's interference from two other people.
Oh.
Spiritual interference. And that's what's been, it's been very troubling.
Those are the twos that are being dropped on us, huh?
Yeah.
Well, use your intuition. See what, whether you want to invest all the work with the two people that are interfering or if you want to wait for something else to come along.
Yeah.
It's going to kind of be up to you.
Yeah.
But I am curious how it works out for you.
Don't let them steal your energy. Very important.
Yeah. I'm trying not to, but spiritually they're working with the dark side. I hate to say that, but with the darker side of spirituality to help to really break us up.
Yeah.
Shield yourself and loving shielding around him. And that's about all I can say that you can do other than decide whether you want to continue with this or not, whether it's worth it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kayla?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, best of luck
to you,
Kayla.
Thank you, and our best
thank
to you.
Ladies.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck, and let us know. Call back again, too, sometime.
Oh, yeah, let us know. And
thanks
for calling, too.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Back to the twos, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Do you have any more, Lynn, of those wonderful quotes to live by?
Oh, absolutely I do. Okay. Happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is the spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. That's Dennis Waitley.
Mm.
All right. Yeah. Well, these are just, each one of them is like a whole symphony. And there's Melody Beattie again. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend.
Cool. That's so nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That is.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to add that. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, please go.
I was just going to say I'm going to add to it that sometimes challenges are something to be grateful for because it's not necessarily that something is good, bad, positive, negative. Sometimes it's whether we want it or we don't want it. Do we want it for ourselves? Do we want it for others? Do we not want it for others? Do we not want it for ourselves? So let's be grateful for the challenges that help define who we are and shape what it is that we want in our lives so that we can bring more of that positive to ourselves.
Yep. It's also okay to feel sometimes, dear whatever makes me stronger. Dear whatever doesn't kill me. I'm strong enough now. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah. So I got a nice one here from, Carl Jung. One looks back with appreciation to the brilliant teachers, but with gratitude to those who touched our human feelings. The curriculum is so much necessary raw material, but warmth is the vital element for the growing plant and for the soul of the child.
Mm.
Wow, that's nice.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely. Gratitude. Oh, I've read that one.
Oh, you read that one?
I shouldn't repeat, but yeah, sometimes we should express our gratitude for the small and simple things, like the scent of the rain, the taste of your favorite food, or the sound of a loved one's voice. And that's by Joseph B. Worthlin.
Mm.
I've gone through all of
for the online community.
I'm also
grateful for the Real Psychics Gone Wild group, which you can find by going to www.facebook.com/groups/wild psychics. come on over there and join in with all of the inspirational posts. Some of them are funny. Some of them are thought-provoking. A lot of great people over there, and they will increase your gratitude level. I guarantee it. Lynn, did you have any more, or did you?
Oh, I got a ton of these. I could read them all night if you like.
I'd like it. I don't know if Blog Talk would like it, but.
Oh, thanks for listening, and good night. Okay. Gratitude is when memory is stored in the heart and not in the mind. That's by Lionel Hampton.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps nothing helps us make the movement from our little self world than remembering God in gratitude. Such a perspective puts God in the view of all life, not just in the moments we set aside for worship or spiritual disciplines, and not just in the moments when life seems easy. And that's by Henri Nouwen.
Wow.
When we focus on our gratitude, the tide of disappointment goes out and the tide of love rushes in. It's by Kristen Armstrong. That's a really neat image.
That is.
Yeah. I just saw a really cute, not a cute one, a really good one. Oh, here we are. Gratitude is the most exquisite form of courtesy by Jacques Maritain.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, isn't that lovely? It's almost what are those little poems called?
Haikus? I don't know.
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Jen's a poet scholar. That's good. All right. And when the seasons shift, even the subtle beginning, the scent of a promised change, I feel something stir inside me. Hopefulness, gratitude, openness, whatever it is, it's welcome. Oh, you guys ever heard of Nick Vujicic? I can never pronounce his name. Vujicic? He's a beautiful man. He was born without any arms or legs. And he's written a book called... Oh, geez. I'll have to look it up. I'll get it for the next show. But he's written this awesome book about being happy, choosing to be happy. And he does speaking engagements. He's well-known all over the world. His last name is spelled Vujicic. First name, Nick. Just look him up on Google. He's really, really an awesome soul. Anyway,
I believe
he's
been on YouTube as well.
Oh, yeah, and he's been on all kinds of shows. I've seen him, and what a man. And he wrote, "Often people ask how I manage to be happy despite having no arms and no legs. The quick answer is that I have a choice. I can be angry about not having limbs, or I can be thankful that I have a purpose. I chose gratitude."
Oh,
and
wow.
It,
love that.
Yeah.
Unbelievable,
and
huh?
Oh, awesome, awesome guy. I'll give you one more little one and then we'll switch over. Gratitude changes the pangs of memory into a tranquil joy by Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
If you're feeling bummed sometime, just go to this site and read all these wonderful quotes and
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
You know,
another thing
that helps with gratitude is being good to yourself, rewarding yourself.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, I'm going to ask you something kind of personal. Are you still buying your soap at the grocery or drugstore? What if you could personally design your soap to be as unique as you are? Not only can you design the color, texture, shape, and aroma of your own soap, but you can earn extra income designing and selling unique soaps to others. www.wild111.com, that's all number ones, will provide the supplies, molds, ingredients, and recipes, and even tips and videos to help you get started in your own original soaps. Pure ingredients mean pure clean and can also be a relaxing, recuperating experience with a variety of healing ingredients and scents. Erase your stress and create your own expression today by visiting www.wild111, that's W-I-L-D-111.com. And I think we're going to be good to ourselves with a little bit more music before we take some more calls. This one is Sunset Lagoon by me.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get all of my music by contacting me at continuumx@frontier.com, C-N-T-N-U-U-M-X at frontier.com. And I am doing digital downloads, and I will be giving out digital download music throughout November and December. So be sure to check that out. My digital downloads for purchase are $1 each or $6 for $5. And we are ready to go to another caller here. You guys ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
Hello, 484. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, ladies. This is Sandra. Hi. How are you?
What can we do for you?
Does it have to be a question, or can I just be open to any messages that you may have for me?
It could be anything.
Sure.
Could I get your name, please?
Santa.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's see what we've got here. Oh, you're being given a gift of spirit communication. This could be through meditation, through mediumship, or just simply being able to recognize signs. And the first two people that are going to be communicating with you are actually someone that you know on the other side. One is an older male, one is younger than that. They may actually be related, like father and son or uncle or brothers, but I'm actually being shown that you're beginning to get messages. Does this resonate for you?
Not as of yet. I haven't, but we'll see.
Okay, I'd be curious to know. Jan?
Yeah, I do.
Hi, Santa.
Hi.
You know, it looked like a lion, but it wasn't a lion. And so, right now, the first one was a lion, but now I'm seeing like a what do you call it? One of those dogs, with the poofy hair. It's all done up. You go to, they go to the hairdresser a lot, those dogs.
Poodles?
Poodles, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm seeing. And so it's kind of really cute. But the first one looked like a lion with a lot of curly hair. But it's the dog. It's the poodle.
Okay.
So I've seen the poodle a few times, not too often. But they don't have poodle per se. They just have dog, you know. But that is the kind of animal I was seeing, just so that you know. And it's loyalty. They represent loyalty, unconditional love, watchfulness, companionship. Descended from the wolf, the dog is the oldest domesticated animal. Connected to both solar and lunar deities, it has complex symbolism and is often associated with death. That's not bad, though. Don't get worried about that or anything. It's the mediator between life and death is what it means. While dogs or dog guardians are at the gates of holy places. So that's really nice. When dog as your totem, that you're very intelligent, loving, and loyal, and devoted to your family, especially. And you enjoy social occasions, and you may be a healer, and may be able to counsel, and you are independent, and also you are, it's the dog is reminding you to live by your personal truth and be true to yourself, your family, and your friends. Perhaps you need to look after yourself more and take time out to relax or play a little bit more, too, for yourself. And you need to even set some boundaries so that you will take care of yourself a little bit more. And so, that's mostly what it's saying here. And let's see. Anyway, does that seem like anything you can relate to?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, before we go to Lynn, I just wanted to point out a little bit of synchronicity here with talking about the death and the mediator. Again, that seems to tell me that she's going to be communicating with the other side. What do you think, Jan?
Oh, for sure. And that's definitely a sign saying that for sure. So that's very exciting.
It
is.
Look
forward to that. That could happen in many different, in several different ways.
Mm-hmm.
It could be through dreams or through an experience or different signs. So look out for that.
I was just about to ask you in what kind of way would that happen, but you just answered that.
Uh-huh. Let's see what Lynn has.
Okay. Hi, Santa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. I'm picking up an older female energy by the name of Lena or Lenora. It's an L name that sounds kind of like that. I wrote both Lena and Lenora, but it might be something that sounds like those names. But she's helping you you're having to become very, very patient with the situation you're going through. It's going to go on. It's a struggle. It's a battle you're going through. It's going to go on for a while yet. But just you've got to stay away from angry people who are trying to block your efforts. And you want to gather the people who have your back and are working with you and standing with you, gather that positive energy around you and avoid the angry ones. They're just like mosquitoes, I don't know. Don't let them get near you. You know, they're not doing anything to help. But you've got, I don't know if Lenora is a guide. I think she may be a guide for you. She's helping you to have the patience that you need to get through this, because the struggle's been going on. It's going to continue a little while longer. So just be strong, stand fast, and know that the outcome will be all right.
Okay, and is that someone that I know that has passed? Or
I think she's a I think she is a guide for you. I'm getting that feeling. You can check with your family, the names in your family, because I mean, a family member on the other side can guide you. It's not, you know, it certainly happens. So just see if there's a Lena. It's not Lena. It's not Lenora, but it's a name that sounds like that. I can't quite grasp, but see if you've got any names like that that come up in your family. It would be like a grandmother, an aunt.
I have my dad's mother. I was named after her. Her name was I think it was Santi or Santa Lenore. So I'm thinking it might be her.
That does it for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Lena wasn't doing it, and I wrote Lenore, L-E-N-O-R-E is how I spelled it. That would do it. That would do it. Okay, then she's got your back. She's helping you. And I know it seems like it's been going on forever, but it will be okay eventually. Just stay strong and stay away from the angry people who are trying to mess with you. Yeah, don't even rent them space in your head. Just be strong and surround yourself with the positive people who are helping your cause, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank
okay,
you.
Santa. Take it easy, love.
Thank you, lady.
Thanks, Santa.
Have a good night. Thank you.
Okay.
You too. And if you would like to have a personal one-on-one reading, it's a chance to actually have a half an hour or more of actual face-to-face by Skype or email or telephone time, be sure to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and check over everyone in our family there and schedule that one-on-one personal reading time. Use the Contact Us link. Also, remember, this is the month of gratitude. So I'm going to ask Jan and Lynn each to give a little bit more on gratitude and tell everybody how they can get a hold of them. Jan, you first.
Hey.
Oh, sure. You can get hold of me at jandrake007@hotmail.com and at the website www.psychicsgonewild.com, and I have a Facebook page of Jan Drake Bakke. And I would just say that being grateful each day that you get up in the morning and just the first thing, just kind of take a few deep breaths and just go, wow, I'm so grateful to be alive and have a fresh new day to go into life again and start anew, and just be happy for every little thing that you have in your life. Everything, the water you drink, just everything. We are so, it's so miraculous that we have everything that we do have, and if you can even just experience that for 5 minutes a day, that'll just change your life.
Mm-hmm.
So
I agree.
I'll leave you with that.
Yeah. Thank you. Lynn?
Okay. I can be reached at worklight99@gmail.com. And my website is http://lblaisdell@wix.com/Lynn. And I read somewhere just recently that the two best prayers are show me and thank you. And if the only prayer you say is thank you, that's enough, I think.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And
everybody,
thank you,
the full moon is today, tonight, and it's going into Taurus. So what does that mean? Well, you can find that out by going to the sites that we've given you for psychicsstore.com and also bluemoonnow.net. They can help you figure out how to clear those shadows with the full moon that's here. And my feeling on gratitude is that, yes, grateful for our very existence, for our unique individual selves, for all of our experience, and all of the sentience that we have that allows us to process the experience. And I send love also to those that we didn't get to tonight, area code 617-480-719-770-678-817, and then, of course, Skype caller 111. Go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Also join us on Real Facebook Psychics Gone Wild group. That's Wild Psychics. Until next time, we wish you love, light, peace, unity, and healing. be sure to follow us, and we'll be having Jethro Smith and Patty Negri tomorrow night, 2 hours earlier than this show. That will be 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Take care, all.
Bye. Have a great week.